When vessels run into trouble along the Great Circle shipping route, they often end up in Unalaska. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports that a new emergency resource should help provide those ships safe harbor.
Unalaska has plenty of support services for disabled ships, but only so much dock space. And with the area's rough weather, simply dropping anchor isn't secure enough. That's why Unalaska has deployed a new emergency mooring buoy in Broad Bay. Mayor Shirley Marcourt says the system is valued at $10.2 million, but it was almost entirely funded with grants and donations of hardware and professional services.
You know, it took 2 years to get every one of these pieces together, and, you know, trying to do it with as little city money as possible, because, you know, the whole idea of this buoy is to protect us from the disabled and distressed vessels that get brought to us. We become their caretaker and kind of puts us at risk.
That was the case with the Golden Seas, a cargo ship that went adrift near Adak in 2010. It was carrying 500,000 pounds of oil and fuel, and it posed a major spill risk to Unalaska because it was too large to tie up in town. So the 700-foot vessel sat anchored in Broad Bay while its engine was fixed, with a tugboat on hand to monitor it. And even if it had been able to dock in Unalaska, it might have been a problem. City Manager Chris Laddick says the unexpected arrival of a large shipping vessel can disrupt the port's tight schedule.
Maybe it's a critical time of year. They take up dock space, and then you have a huge impact to our economic engine, which is the port.
Laddick says the city wanted a dedicated space for ships to go during emergencies.
We came up with the idea of having a mooring buoy away from the docks that you could put the ship on, and then they could order their parts, make their repairs, and then get underway and get out of here.
Marcourt and Laddick say the biggest donor to the mooring system was Shell Oil. Shell provided 3 surplus anchors to hold the buoy in place, and they had their contractor ship them from Louisiana for free. Shell's icebreaker-class anchor handler, the IVIC, stopped in Unalaska on its way out of the Beaufort Sea after the Arctic drilling season ended. The crew spent 2 days helping the city install the system at no cost, and in the future, the Coast Guard will maintain it for free using their buoy tenders. The mooring buoy complements Unalaska's emergency towing kit, which was developed about 5 years ago with the Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment Team. John Brown is a coordinator from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and he says the towing system can be used to bring broken-down vessels to the new buoy. He also says the risk assessment team will test that out when they gather in Unalaska for their annual towing drill next fall. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.